Bonjour. Guten Tag. Help me. And welcome to the Dispois Podcast. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Are we going to get copyrighted? Oh, shit, it's Disney. Okay, I'm going to stop immediately. Disney, I will mess with any power on this earth except the unstoppable, the holy, the righteous Disney. Nobody can mess with that shit. Hello and welcome to the special Halloween edition of the Dispois Podcast. I love this time of year. The only thing I don't like about this time of year are idiots who keep running around trying to tell me that I should stop celebrating Halloween, like, oh my god, stop getting caught up in that American nonsense. Oh my lord, that is so far from the truth. Halloween goes back as far as us sitting around buck naked in the woods howling at the moon. There's actually documented cases of people celebrating, I guess, this season of Halloween in its different form, obviously over 2,000 years, and then, you know, stuff sort of gets picked up and sort of translated and sort of morphed as the years go by. There's actually cases that document over 2,000 years ago the ancient Celtic festival called Samhain, which basically what it's going to do is going to welcome the dark half of the year as the leaves amble towards amber with winter swiftly on its heels. People would spend the last long hours of daylight finishing harvesting their crops, storing all of their supplies, getting ready for the dreaded winter months ahead. Because let's be honest, it's back in the day, it's winter, that's when most people would die. So what would happen is everybody would finally finish all of the hard work that is storing up for the cold, hard winter. Then everyone would come together in a giant pagan festival, which from different stories, it could last anywhere from between 3 to 6 days. I'm not saying I'm getting old, but there are parties these days that I struggle to finish 3 to 6 hours. 3 to 6 days. Oh, I have to be reincarnated. Oh, my Lord. Because I want to come back and celebrate a 6-day pagan Halloween festival year after year. Now, for these pagan Celts, the new year begins on November the 1st, which made Halloween New Year's Eve. Bonfires were lit, dances were danced, and drinks were drunk. Boyo! And to not attend the festival was to draw sickness, disaster, and even death to one's household. So get in that spirit immediately and start handing out the candy. Oh my Lord, I am so disappointed. I bought so much candy and soda to give away. Do you know how many people have come to my door? Human, spirit, goblin, or otherwise? None. Absolutely none. Now, there's a few reasons why we give out food and treats on Halloween. There's a few reasons. Pagans believed on this night the walls between the dead and the living were at their weakest. Ooh. And the spirits, the fairies, the demons, the monsters, and all manners of creatures would roam. Obviously, you don't want these creatures coming into your home. You don't want fairies coming in and kidnapping you and your children to drag you back to their lair to torment them, because why would they not do that? What some villagers would do would actually leave supplies of food on the outskirts of their city So hopefully the goblins, the fairies, the monsters would be like, snacks, yum, 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 feast themselves on those snacks and so not entering the village. Other people would then set up additional resources if you had it by leaving food outside your door so that the fairies, the goblins, the ne'er-do-wells would take that food and leave your family in peace. Of course, and then as time went on, there's the other tradition. Much later on, what would happen is poor people would actually go to rich people's doors, and the rich people would actually give the poor food, usually pies or treats or pastries, and in return, the poor people would pray for their souls of their dead relatives. So the rich, resourcing out to the poor. Instead of just giving us all a livable wage through the year, no, gotta earn it, gotta do some praying on your downtime. The pagans believed that this is the night that you avoid going out, avoid the roads, and definitely do not, under circumstances any, go into the woods. Look out for Lady Gwen. She is a headless woman in white accompanied by a black pig. I think that's also where they came up with the saying, don't do acid in the woods. So why do we all get dressed up? Well, simple. There's fairy, there's goblins, there's all manner of creatures searching the woods for stupid humans to drag back to their hell. Or in this case, a one-bedroom studio flat above a fish and chip shop. So what do you do if you must go out? Why? You go dressed as a fairy or a goblin or a monster. For the creatures may steal the humans, but they will not steal one of their own. Then later on, as Christianity sweeps through the world, it took hold of certain parts of Halloween, taking what it wanted, twisting it into a Catholic narrative from the pagan. In 609, Pope Boniface, oh my Lord, if you have that much power, how about a $30 name change at the DMV? That's all I'm saying. He created the Catholic Feast of All Martyrs' Day and moved the festival to November the 1st and included All Saints' Day or All Hallows' Eve, which was the day to honour the dead in the festival. Basically, Christian church attempting to wipe out pagan Day of the Dead, replace it with a Christian Day of the Dead. This time, instead of trying to get people to dress up as werewolves and fairies, they suggested, well, why not dress up as saints or angels and devils? Do you think they had the slutty angels and the slutty devils that we see today in mind when they kicked this off in 609? Around this time, trick-or-treating, as I said, you go around, you get your cakes, your biscuits, or in America, they were known as soul cakes. Oh. Which was basically a slice of vanilla cake. If you pray for their dead relatives, it was known as, oh, of course, Christmas, you have going a caroling. All Hallows Eve, you have go a souling. That is the most Halloween sounding thing ever. I'm going a souling. In America, a quarter of all the candy sold, and they sell a lot of candy, but a lot of it is purchased around Halloween. In 18th century Ireland, cooks would bury a ring in a mashed potato on Halloween night and then sit everyone down, and the person who found it would soon have their love reveal themselves, hopefully not into their throat as well. But that's love, man. That's just love. That was that weird tradition where they would like, oh, let's put everything into the food. You know, the thing that you're going to bite into and swallow. Yeah, a giant stabby ring. What could possibly go wrong if you possibly eat that? Another crazy notion that popped up at some stage was you had to drink a sugary drink of walnuts, hazelnuts, and nutmeg right before you go to bed. And on Halloween night, you would see in your dreams your future partner. Oh, my Lord, can you imagine going to bed and dreaming of nothing but cats? Yes, I've won the jackpot. Or if you can't wait until bedtime, the other thing you can do is toss your apple peel over your shoulder. This comes back to another old weird, oh, we've got to peel the apples. Who peels an apple? The fiber is in the peel. Eat the damn apple peel. Apparently, in case you're looking for love, sickly love, toss your apple peel. It's got to be in one giant piece. Toss it over your shoulder. The peels will fall in the initials of your future husband. Or if you were feeling very adventurous, you had to apparently stand in front of a mirror in a darkened room holding a candle in front of you in the mirror in the hope that your partner's face would appear behind you. Apparently there's also the chance that a skull will appear, meaning you will die before you're wed. That sounds like great fun and tradition. Grandma, can we maybe not? Oh, my Lord, so many of my friends are just like, yeah, I'm never getting married. I don't want kids. I don't want partners. I just want to, oh, my Lord, are there enough skulls in hell? I know there's a lot of that going around at the moment. Another game that came out of Ireland was a person was blindfolded and there were several plates put out in front of them and that the person would sort of do-do-do-do-do mix them around. And then the person had to pick one of those plates blindfolded. And basically whatever plate you picked, that is going to foretell what the next year is coming for you. Ring, basically, you're going to marry soon. Oh my God, they're so obsessed with being married. If it was a plate full of water, you hope it was water and not Billy just pissing in the dish again, you were going to emigrate. Rosary beads, you're going to become a priest or a monk. Oh Lord. A coin, you'll become rich. A bean, suck it, you're going to be poor. Oh, my particular favorite, a lump of clay. Oh, too bad. So sad. Gonna die soon. What the hell? Just having some lighthearted fun around Halloween. Another thing for you to ponder, before it became so popular to carve into pumpkins, basically because it happened in America, because they're just so cheap and they were everywhere and they were easy to grow. Before that, the object that everybody used to carve used to be turnips. If you want to be truly terrified, I want you to go onto the internet and Google like ye old carved turnips, especially ones that have been left out for a couple of days. They will haunt your dreams. So there's a little bit of a fact around Halloween this Eurovision. Oh, which leads me to, we're going to have our top 10 Halloween themed songs. So while you're running around your house, leaving your treats at your doors to make sure the fairies and the goblins don't get you, and while you're getting your saucers, filling them with water, clay, rings and teacups, here is our top 10 of Eurovision Halloween bangers. Number 10, of course, who the hell is Edgar? We can't have Halloween without having a little bit of po, 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 po. Taya and Selena, Austria, 2023. The stage performance was lacklustering, but the conjuring fantastic. Now, the next one I wasn't going to put on the list just because, look, it's Elena's El Diablo from Cyprus in 2017. We spent a lot of time after there were so many protests of idiots going, oh, she's talking about the devil. No, it's a metaphorical devil. So I kind of didn't want to put it on the list just in some way to be like, well, yeah, she's talking about the devil. We know she's not talking about the devil, okay? It's a metaphorical devil. But in the end, idiots can get stuffed because this one is a banger. Elena El Diablo Cyprus 2017. We, of course, we have to add the dark side. Blind Shadow, living on the dark side. Yeah. Just as long as you remember to bring your fairy costume and snacks, you'll be fine. Finland 2021. Halloween, it's all about magic, and Belarus worked their magic like they've never worked it before in 2007 with Dmitry Koldrun. Work your magic, I never want to lose this feeling. And it annoys me. I'm on Spotify. I cannot get this on Spotify. He has so many other songs, but not this one. This annoys me. This was back in the day before Eurovision would release everything. I really wish, oh, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start an angry emailing of Eurovision demanding that all these bangers that were never released, like now anything that's goes on the Eurovision stage gets released. But back then they would just, no, they wouldn't release them all. Wait, there are some absolute bangers that didn't make it through that need to be on my Spotify account. I'm looking at you, Dmitry Koldrun. Work your magic. Okay, so it's not there. So I think you need to just put in 3 minutes of silence and then just sexually work your way around your house. Working your magic. Our next entry. Okay, it might be a little controversial for a Halloween project. It is the Sunshine Project. Run away with your heart. Bam. Okay, why is Epic Sax on a Halloween project? It's Runaway. What else do you do when Jason appears? You run away and then you trip over a twig or a branch that isn't there. Oh, no, help me. I've fallen over again. Oh, my God, no. Help me. I've fallen over again. Oh. We cannot have a Halloween list without this banger. Day after day, day after day. Elna and Zmia. Oh, you forgot about this one, didn't you? Azerbaijan 2008. It gives me chills. It's opera meets rock and roll. It's Satan meets God as the two battle eternally, or in this case for 3 minutes, for your soul. Legendary performance. Satan throws a woman over his lap, then throws wine on her, and then converts to Christianity. Who saw that coming? Number four, it's the Spirit in the Sky. It's the spirits leading you through the forest and leading you directly to Kano. Now, the problem is this song is going to make you want to wander out into the woods. And we've already discussed this. Do not go wandering in the woods, again, unless you're dressed as a bumblebee with appropriate snacks. All right? I'm just putting that out there. Oh, oh, this top three. Oh. Speaking about going to hell, I was in hell trying to put this from 3 to 1 in terms of Halloween. In number three, it's my life. It's Cesar Romania 2013. Dracula himself, big man, making an appearance. Woo-woo! Still, to this day, one of the greatest stage performances ever done. I don't care what anyone says, and I don't care how many times I listen to this song. I will never be prepared for that note when he hits it. Even to this day, it's still, I'm caught. Unexpected. Oh, how does he do it? I don't know. number two on this list. Ha, gotcha. You thought I was going to make it number one. No, it's number two. Hard Rock. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, you cannot have Halloween and not have Lordy. The Dark Prince himself. You better have your snacks ready, because if anything is going to bring the dark spirits to your door, it's the sound of Lordy. Put those treats out. Have those peripherals for them little demons and send them happily dancing on their way. So here we are, the Douze Poire Podcast Eurovision Halloween Top 10. There can be only one. And that one will live forever. Vampires are alive. Woohoo! Thank you, DJ Boo Boo. Where would Halloween be without you? I don't care what anyone says. I don't even care what the stage production looks like. I don't care what the points say. I don't care what anyone says. This is an absolute national, no, international treasure. This should be fired into space with those rockets, you know, where we're trying to attempt with alien life forms just to let them know how awesome we are. This is the song that we should be doing it. And this is the only song that's going to save your soul this Halloween. Vampires are alive.